Hello and welcome
Love
to Transformation
Talk Radio.
Begins. Hello and welcome to Transformation Begins with You. Hi, I'm your host, Chris Meadows, and I had a few technical difficulties, but I am on the air. Thank you for joining me. I'm here today just to inspire and encourage you that it is not over. Yes, that's right. It's not over. But first, I want to tell you about Transformation Begins with You. It's sponsored by Harvest Girls International. Harvest Girls International is a women's empowerment organization designed with you in mind. At Harvest Girls International, we empower women to celebrate the journey and young girls with the power to dream, ages 9 through 17. Just want to talk to you for a few moments and tell you that it is not over. Yes, that's correct. It's not over. Just when you think life has let you down and friends are not around, remember, it's not over. And to understand that it's not over just because I say it doesn't make it right. But this is some things that I have learned that I want to share with you today to empower you to transition into the shift of your life. Before you can even acclaim it's not over, I just want to tell you a little bit about my transformation. You know, there was a time in my life where I thought that everything was going wrong, everything was going bad. And there was a time in my life where things weren't going so wrong and bad. But I kind of had a spirit of giving up because I felt like nothing was changing. And what I didn't realize was nothing was changing because I wasn't changing anything. So what I had to do, there had to be a mindset shift. There has to be a shifting of the mind in order for you not to give up. Because it is not over. There is a winner in you. There's a person in you that wants to stand up and acclaim that it's not over. Sometimes that person is so hidden down on the inside that we don't even know that they're there. But if we just give that person a chance way down on the inside, that thing that causes us not to lose heart, that thing that causes us not to give up, that thing on the inside of you will stand up in you because, yes, there's a winner in you. And that winner in you is not judged on what others say about you. It's about what you say about yourself. You make the rules of engagement about you. You have the final say about you. Let me just share with you some things that I've learned in stating to myself that it's not over. The first thing that you have to have the mindset for in your mindset shifting is the fact that you have to believe that it's not over. And then you have to speak it and say, I will not give up. No matter what it looks like, no matter what I'm going through, I will not give up. You have to eliminate the limiting beliefs about yourself. We have to eliminate those beliefs that are in us that tells us that we're not good enough, that we're not perfect, that we're too big, that we're too tall. The background that we came from makes us no good. We have to eliminate that. And you have to eliminate that about yourself by saying that I am somebody. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Yes, I am an original. There's no one else like me. All those circumstances will come into our lives. We do not have to let those circumstances dictate the end result of how we will turn out because we do not have to give up. Number two, I evaluated situations. Number one, I evaluated myself. I looked in the mirror at myself and said, Chris, what do you need to change about you? I evaluated the situations in my life as far as people, concerns and careers. Was I holding on or hanging on to stuff that I should have been letting go of? Many times we grab hold to things and we hold on to things that we should be letting go of. That will bring into our mindset that it's over because we're carrying other people's burdens. We're carrying other people's situations when our own resolve is to let go and let God. Another thing, number three, it's time to reinvent yourself. You have to reinvent yourself. If you don't take time to invest in you, then you would have a feeling of it's not over. You have to rejuvenate yourself. When you reject your own purpose in life, then you reject everything in you that will propel you into your destiny. You must reinvent your life. You must take steps for change and transformation. Life is like pieces to a puzzle. It looks overwhelming when you first lay the puzzle pieces out on the table. All you see is a bunch of little pieces, and it looks very overwhelming. But you got to start somewhere, and you start piece by piece, putting the puzzle together. And every piece represents something in your life that has to fit into the next stage of your life. And once you start to put the puzzle together, the picture of the puzzle becomes very clear. And the end result is not as difficult as the beginning. That's what it's like in reinventing yourself. You have to start somewhere, but you have to start with you. I like to give you seven steps, just seven, to stating that it's not over and working through it. Number one, you need to set small goals for yourself and finish them. We often set huge, large goals for ourselves before we even take baby steps. Take baby steps in setting goals and finish them. And make a list, write them down, and start to check them off. And once you start to see the progress of what you're doing, then you can elevate yourself to some larger goals. Number two, get organized. Many times we self-defeat because we do not organize our lives. And when I say organize, I tell women all the time when I'm talking to them or in a seminar, I say, get organized, and they think I'm talking about their home or whatever. You know what I'm talking about? Organize your thoughts. Organize your heart. Where's your heart at in life? I mean, there's some things in your heart that you're holding, or there's some grudges that you're holding. Forgiveness. Get some organization, some self-organization on the inside. And then, yes, ladies, you need to organize your home. The first thing I say, start with your bedroom. I believe that your bedroom should be organized as to when you walk in your bedroom, it should reflect that of a hotel room. And I know for many of you, even me, I'm still somewhat in the trenches of keeping that in place. But I have the mindset that I make sure when it gets overwhelmed, when I walk in that room, I need it to be looking like I'm at the Holiday Inn or the Conrad or somewhere, however you want to fix your room up, but it needs to reflect that of a hotel, neat and clean, and things are in place. You would not believe how refreshing it is to come in from a day's work and go into your room, and it's just so pleasant. That helps you to get organized. Number three, get clear on your vision. There are so many things sometimes running through our minds, we really don't know which way we need to go. That's why organization is important, so that you can sit down and write your vision down. Get clear. What is your vision? What is it that you see? You may not see the ending or the big picture. Not many of us do. But what do you see from where you at? If you can see yourself just getting up in the morning, some women have a hard time getting up because of depression, because of anxiety, because of all those things that weigh us down. Have a vision that I see myself getting up in the morning. I see my day being brighter. I see my next month doing this or my next year doing that. Have a vision. Get clear on where you're going and write it down. Number four, take personal inventory on you. Start to write a checklist of things on one side of the column that you like about yourself, things on the other side of the column of the paper that you could work on. And if you can take self-inventory, that's half the battle. Most people have a hard time looking in the mirror and judging themselves. Next, build confidence and self-esteem. How do you do that? You just don't say it. You have to go and find those things that will help build you up. For some people, that's going to the gym. They feel good about themselves. For some people, it's having a girls' night out. But I'm talking about a consistent transformation, reinventing type confidence builder and a self-esteem builder. Get into some of your self-empowerment groups. Get into a life coach or a mentor that can help build you, or a group like Harvest Girls International, a women's empowerment organization that will empower you and encourage you. That will build confidence and self-esteem, because confidence is key. Confidence is key in not thinking that it's over. Next, connect to an accountable measure. There are many organizations or many people that could be in your life that you can make you accountable to you. So find a partner or find an organization. It could be your church group. It could be your study group. It can be your book club. It can be so many different things, but you need a place of accountability. Well, when I was on Weight Watchers, I remember I used Weight Watchers as an accountability measure because it kept me on point not only in my weight loss, but it kept me on point in my mind and in my spirit as well. Lastly, commit to spiritual empowerment. It is important that you build up your inner man. You build yourself spiritually. You empower your inner man on the inside, or inner woman, should I say, on the inside. Just empowerment spiritually. You need a strong connection there. This is what I want to talk to you about that I found out that I thought was really interesting. Even though you're going through, or maybe you're not going through, but you just need a change, smile. You know, I found out that if you smile, there are hormones that are released when you turn both corners of your mouth up and smile into your brain that tells your brain that it's okay. There are hormones sent to the brain that lower the stress level in your body when you smile, even though you hurt if you just smile. And I often think of that Kirk Franklin song that says, smile. No matter what goes on, smile. And so I'm excited about that because now I'm making a practice every day to smile about something even when it doesn't feel so great, because I want to send those hormones to my brain to say it's going to be okay, it's okay, along with my spiritual empowerment, along with my self-esteem and my confidence building, along with my taking personal inventory, along with my getting a clear vision on which direction I'm going in, along with my getting organized and setting those small goals for myself. I want to leave you with this saying that I have posted on my Facebook today. When I let go of what I am, I become what I might be. When I let go of what I have, I receive what I need. Sometimes it's just a matter of letting go of stuff that we don't need to hold on to, that takes us out of, I believe that it's over, my life is over, everything in my life is going wrong. Sometimes you just have to let go. And I have learned that over the years. I have learned it. Just recently, I was in a Reinvent Yourself event. And for some reason, I did not understand it until I actually went through the exercises of letting go. Some deep breathing, some meditations, just letting my life be lived according to what God has planned for me. And I find that out every day just by yielding to Him. Every day I yield to God. So I just wanted to leave you with this. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. I wish you health and that you may prosper. And I would love for you to visit our website, www.harvestgirls.com. We would love to have you visit and just check us out and see what we're all about. I hope you continue to listen to Transformation Begins With You. I wish you the best in life, and I know it's not over because there's a winner in you. And no matter what, always remember, transformation does begin with you. Love you. Bye-bye now.